5 million in Ethiopia are affected by famine. A daughter witnesses her father's kidnapping in Iraq. And student evangelism is the focus of a week-long assembly in Poland. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. More than 10 million people are being affected by the worst drought in 60 years in the Horn of Africa. The UN has now called it a famine. One of the hardest-hit areas include Ethiopia and Somalia. President of WorldServe Ministries Canada, Steve Weil, puts it in perspective.
In this particular area, there's likely around 5 million people who are living in a food insecure area. They're in an emergency situation or they're in a crisis situation.
The local church wants to be involved in this predominantly Muslim region, says Weil.
What the church wants to do is make the local church the hub, then to reach out and meeting the need in their community.
As they offer the proverbial cup of cold water, they're a witness for Christ. Weil says they can't do it on their own. They don't have the money.
We're looking to raise funds so that the church can provide the resources.
Help WorldServe at our website. Next, children's religious rights are under attack in Tajikistan. According to Forum 18, two new laws adopted by their parliament last Thursday will ban kids under the age of 18 from participating in religious activities. Joel Griffith with Slavic Gospel Association questions the government's motives.
I'm sure the government would say that it's aimed basically at extremism, but as we've seen actually in practice, we've seen a lot of mainstream Christian faith targeted by things like this.
The situation could become dangerous as officials will check up on churches to make sure they're obeying the law.
Evangelical churches are going to continue to proclaim the gospel no matter what, and I'm sure that they're going to continue to teach their children of the things of the Lord, but obviously, as they proceed to do that, it would put churches and their families at great risk if this is enforced aggressively.
The legal documents will be sent to Tajikistan's president for him to give the okay before they're official. Pray that the church would be protected and that the laws would be denied. You're listening to Mission Network News. An Iraqi pastor has been kidnapped and will likely face death. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that the house church leader's daughter recently witnessed her dad's capture when men broke into their home. It's believed that the pastor was targeted for leading so many Muslims to Christ. Many fear the militants who took the church leader will kill him. Pray for the pastor and his family, and pray too that believers will continue preaching the truth no matter what happens. Meanwhile, hundreds of delegates are meeting today in Krakow, Poland. But the focus of the week-long World Assembly isn't politics, it's student evangelism. The conference is gathering members of the 150 student movements that make up the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students to discuss student ministry. U.S.-based InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is sending leaders to get inspired, to fellowship, and to share ideas.
The number one thing is just inspiration. It is so exciting to be there with them, and everybody comes back more fired up to do evangelism and share the gospel at their university campus.
That's InterVarsity's Bob Grauman, who's teaching at the World Assembly. The assembly will serve overall as a way to reach more of the world's future leaders with the gospel. Pray for them to learn
how to effectively share the gospel with this generation of young people who are at university campuses around the world.
And the baton is being passed on for Buckner International's CEO position. Current CEO Ken Hall announced his retirement last Friday. In Hall's 18 years of leadership, Buckner grew with $200 million worth of expansion and even started reaching into countries beyond the United States. President Al Reyes will take Hall's place as CEO in April. Through it all, the ministry will keep its focus on proclaiming Christ to neglected kids and families. To learn more, just go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to encourage you with your walk with God. They're offering the free devotional called The Art of Loving God by Julie Ackerman Link, the first in the Loving God series. Along with it, you'll also receive a free DVD. Get your free resources. Just call 1-800-995-4828. This is the last week to get them. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.